Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
This is a resilient set of results delivered in testing trading conditions against the backdrop of a global pandemic and national lockdowns. We transitioned very quickly to working from home and were able to maintain high standards of client service. Indeed, our measured client satisfaction levels increased over the year. Our transformation and growth initiatives continued, including the completion of the outsourcing of the management of our ICT infrastructure. We are known for our personal bespoke service, but there is also a market for clients looking for a more streamlined, outcome-focused approach. With the creation of a new division, we are bringing these offerings into one location, and we will talk more about this later. In summary, we're happy with the way that the group has traded and handled an exceptionally challenging year. We've emerged from the year stronger, both financially and operationally. The proposed increase in the dividend is a testimony to the confidence we have in our future prospects.
Let me give you an overview of our results for the year ended March 2021. And in doing so, I think it's pertinent to remember where we started the year. The FTSE had just dropped 22%, and with it, our funds under management at the end of last year had fallen sharply. And we were about to have to cope with moving the entire workforce to working from home and in a lockdown scenario. So to deliver results which were very little changed on the preceding year was really a tremendous performance. And the momentum that was in the business is evidenced by the fact that we actually delivered a record profit in the second half. So let me give you one or two numbers. Our average funds under management were 4% lower for the year as a whole, and that reflected where we started the year. But we finished with record assets of 25.6 billion, notwithstanding the fact that the FTSE was still 11% below its peak the prior year. Our revenues were slightly down year on year at 171 million as compared to 173 million. And that was entirely down to, as we had expected, a decline of interest income, which dropped 69%. But that was compensated for by a 3% increase in our fees and commissions. And at a divisional level, our investment management services division had revenues down 2% for the same reasons, a decline in interest income, but a small increase in fees and commissions. Our financial planning business increased their revenues substantially, 15%, and achieved 10 million, so double digits for the first time, reflecting the investment that we had made in that business in preceding years. So that's beginning to come through, which is great to see. And then Charles Stanley Direct, which is actually the business most affected by a reduction in interest income, nevertheless managed to increase their revenues by 1%. And that was because there was heightened levels of trading activity, which led to our trading commissions in that business being up 59%. So they overall delivered a 1% increase in their revenues. So that, you know, that was great. Very good performance from all three divisions. Our expenses were flat on the year. Within that, the main increases that were incurred was another material increase in the financial services compensation scheme, which is obviously outside our control, and investment in our investment technology platform. That was compensated for by a reduction in employment costs, and that was both down to lower headcount and a reduction in variable compensation. So with revenues down 2 million and costs flat, our underlying profit reduced by a similar amount, so fell from 19.3 million to 17.2 million. And I really think in the circumstances, you know, that's really great. Of course, that profit then drops through into our balance sheet, which is further strengthened. And I would particularly draw attention, as I always do, to where our cash balances are. They were up some 13%, and they are now at 105 million. So very clearly, the company is in a strong and robust position financially. I mentioned earlier the performance for the second half. So we're carrying that momentum through in the business. As a result of that, the board is recommending a final dividend of 9p. That will make a dividend for the year of 12p, which is up 33% on the prior year. Now, we did hold the dividend back a little bit in the prior year because of the circumstances we were facing at the time. But nevertheless, I hope that increase evidences the confidence which the board has in the direction that the company is taking.
Operationally, the completion of the outsourcing of ICT infrastructure management was a major step. It both reduces costs and remediates risk. We now turn our attention to the digital strategy, and that is doing three things. It's improving the client experience, it's giving us new operational functionality, and it is further improving productivity. In a fast-changing world, we've also introduced a centrally led learning and development system. This enables us to raise our game in training staff, delivering regulatory alignment, and supporting the development of the strategy and its implementation. We are also introducing increasing transparency and functionality in our application of ESG analysis in all of our investment activities, including granular data at portfolio level. I'll now hand over to our three divisional heads, Ian Sackfield, MD of IMS, Andrew Mee, MD of Financial Planning, and John Porteous, MD of Central Financial Services.
I joined Charles Stanley in September 2020, having previously been chief executive of a private bank that offered integrated wealth management services, including the provision of investment management and financial planning advice. I think over the last 12 months, Charles Stanley has offered a highly personalised service to clients, and that's been valued. And the results of the client survey show that, with almost 95% being happy with their investment manager, and even more than that, being happy with the level of service and contact they have received over that period. So I think during the course of the pandemic, clients have valued the service that they've been given. And the industry awards that we've received as well further demonstrate that. And the recipients of those have been in London and across the branches. So I think the results and the awards are testament to the professionalism of the investment management staff. The priority is to build a strategic plan, and we're in the process of refreshing that plan at the moment. That plan will ensure that we deliver the high-level personal service to clients, grow the funds under management, whilst at the same time meeting the regulatory challenge. Parts of that plan will include the recruitment of investment managers who are committed to developing their clients and delivering a high level of personalised service to them, working with our colleagues in financial planning to ensure that clients get a comprehensive wealth management service, ensuring that we're as efficient as possible, and also working with professional advisors, whether that is independent financial advisors or lawyers and accountants, an area that we have been successful in, but continues to offer great opportunity to us. The IMS division is in really good shape to develop further in the next 12 months.
I've been in my role with financial planning for 5 years now. The last financial year was a really strong year. We managed to grow our revenues by 15% year on year, despite the pandemic. But equally important, we managed to grow our revenues whilst maintaining our cost base at a fairly static level, showing some kind of operational gearing, which has been something we've been looking for some period. I think in the year to come, what I would expect is more of the same. We will continue to want to drive our revenues and our client acquisition and also the amount of business we do with the other parts of Charles Stanley. In driving our revenues, we can place reliance on our FPs, who we really believe to be at the top end of industry standards. It also needs to be remembered that quite a significant portion of our FP roster have been with the firm for a relatively small period of time. And in some cases, their time with us has been encapsulated by COVID restrictions and also by restrictive covenants. So in the year to come, we are expecting them, with our encouragement, to produce levels of performance in more in line with our expectations going forward, and also to be the engine of growth for the year to come. We're also very keen to continue the trend of producing better operational gearing. And the key things we'll be doing in that regard are, firstly, to look for a greater standardisation of our processes. And also we'll be making much greater use of our technology. So the combination of driving our revenues higher whilst maintaining our cost base at a static level will give us greater operational gearing in the year to come and pave the way for significant progress in the FP division.
Central Financial Services brings together three of our existing service lines. It brings together Telephone XO and Charles Stanley Direct into consolidated execution-only service. It also brings together our asset management capabilities and a new service line that we're calling Foundation Services, which is a light touch service where we want to take people on the first step to financial well-being, many of whom probably find themselves stuck and disenfranchised by the advice gap at the moment. We're looking to grow all areas of Central Financial Services. In particular, within our digital business, we have a strong digital heritage through Charles Stanley Direct. We're looking to take more proactive marketing. We're looking to increase our visibility and stronger content engagement with both new prospective customers and existing customers of the service. With asset management, we have a very strong set of performance credentials. We're looking to grow within the intermediary and the professionals market space. And finally, as we build out the foundation services, initially we will service cross-group within Charles Stanley, but towards the end of the financial year, we envisage us being able to take components of that service out to the wider marketplace, as we can see there's a very clear need and strong appetite for services of that nature. So our priorities for the financial year ahead are to grow all the service lines within Central Financial Services. We're looking to grow Charles Stanley Direct through a greater profile, particularly through content and digital marketing, both to existing clients and new clients of the service. We're very excited by the growth that we can see in the D2C space. We're looking to further leverage our performance credentials within the asset management service line, and we see intermediaries and professionals as a key growth area for this. And finally, we will be building out the foundation services where we see the opportunity to serve cross-group needs. So we see this very much as a collaborative internal service initially. But in the second half of the financial year, we envisage taking that to market where we see there being a significant appetite and a broader client need. So in summary, we're very excited about the prospects for Central Financial Services. We think we can market into some rapidly growing marketplaces where we can see long-term and sustainable growth, not just in terms of the marketplace itself, but Charles Stanley's ability to compete vigorously in those market segments.
We've started the new financial year with strong stock markets, buoyed by positive investor sentiment. We also think that pro-cyclical policies will continue to create a positive trading backdrop for us in the year ahead. The group remains well positioned to build momentum. We have strong financial underpinnings. We have no debt, very large cash balances, and we are cash generative. The transformation program is delivering operational gearing, and the creation of the new Central Financial Services division allows us to broaden our client base, offering more to existing clients and attracting new clients. Overall, the board views the long-term prospects for Charles Stanley very positively.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.